Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
So now let's move on and see where these come from. Your next graphic, hopefully, is going to be the scale, the all of the notes in the key of C. So each one starting. Let's explain this in a simple way. On the bottom, you see a bunch of the bottom of the graphic. You see a bunch of red notes: C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Well, that's your C major note set. Now what we're doing is we're taking each of those notes and continuing a C major note set upward. You can see it to the far left. It says the tonic, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Those would be the notes of each of those. I'll just show you. Okay, so if you take to the far left bottom corner, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, going upward, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. You'll see that that's the tonic, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh of a C major note set or scale. You'll notice that the red notes in that upward moving note set are the first, third, fifth, and seventh of that note set. Well, that's where your C major chord comes from. The next graphic's going to break that out and show you. Let's look at the D on the bottom. Go to the bottom, one note over, D. D, E, F, G, A, B, C. That D is going to be a minor triad. Remember that minor chord? It's going to be a minor chord. But in this case, it's going to be a D, F, A, C, which is a minor 7 chord. Minor 7. D, F, A, C. The next one over, E, is also going to be a minor chord. Remember back from our studies in triads, major, minor, I'm trying to do it with the graphic, major, minor, diminished. Well, this is going to be major, minor, minor, major, minor, diminished, but we're going to add a note on top. So the third one over, the E on the bottom line, is E, F, G, A, B, C, D. Well, the E, the red notes, E, G, B, and D, are at E minor 4-note chord, 7. E minor 7. So see, this is the logic is following from your triads into your 4-note chords. Let's move over 4 on the bottom line, F. F, G, A, B, C, D, E. And the red notes are F, A, C, E. A major 7 chord, major 7. One more over, G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, B, D, and F. Dominant 7 chord, the 5 chord is a dominant 7 because, let's stop for just a second. If that were G major, it would be G, A, B, C, D, E, F sharp, G, right? But it's not, it's G, A, B, C, D, E, F, because we're in the key or note set of C major, not G major. That's that G, A, B, C, D, E, F makes it a dominant 7 chord, or a G7, not G major 7, even though there's a major triad on the bottom. G7, the 5 note, the 5 chord, or dominant chord of any key. Next one over, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The red notes, A, C, E, and G, are a minor 7 chord. Minor 7. Okay? Next one over, starting on a B. B, C, D, E, F, G, A. Take the red notes, B, D, F, and A. That is a minor 7, half diminished chord. Let's just check that one out. If that were B major, you guys remember this, right? It would be spelled what? B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, right? I hope I got that right. So B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, yeah, 5 sharps. 5 sharps, because it's B. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B. But those are all natural notes. So the B to D, minor third, not a major third, B to D sharp. The B to F is the D to F is a minor third, not D to F sharp, like it would be if it were D major. And the F to A is a major third. And so the formula for the minor seven flat five is another name for the half diminished. So I might as well just get that out there because I'm going to call it a minor seven flat five forever. Minor seven flat five equals half diminished, which is B, D, F, and A. Why do we call it minor seven flat five? Because if this B, I hope I'm not driving you guys crazy right now, but if this B were a minor seven chord, it would be what? B to D, minor third, not B to D sharp, major third. B to F sharp would be a perfect fifth. But this is B to F, a flat five. And then the B to A. If you notice, okay, I'll get to that in a second. So B, D, F sharp, A is a minor seven chord. But B, D, F, A is minor seven, flat five. Remember, all of these four note chords are coming from or are derived from the C major note set, key, or scale, all meaning the same thing. I wanted to give you another way to figure out what that top note could be. If you'll notice, and probably this is obvious to everybody, but it wasn't to me, so it was a good thing for me to notice, the top note is just one note name under the tonic of each of those chords. So going all the way back to the left, the C, go all the way up to the major seven, that's a B. Slide over to the D, go all the way up to the C note, which is the seven, that's a one note name under the D, but it's a whole step. Remember, the C, slide back to the C, C up to B, that B is a half step or a semitone below. The B is a semitone below the C. Go back over to the D up to the C, if you drag that C down below the D, that's a whole step, two semitones. Same thing with, you slide over to the E, go up to the D, that D, if you take that down and stick it underneath the E, is a whole step, two semitones, D, D sharp E, or E, E flat D. The F to the E, and if you slide over one, F to the E, again, you take that E down below, that's a half step below. That's what differentiates it and makes it a major seven chord. It's a major seven up top, not a minor seven. A half step below the F equals an E, and that's how I see that major seven. Slide over to the G, go all the way up to the F, take that down below the G, and that's a whole step below. G, G flat, F, right? So that is a flatted seven, not a major seven. Slide over to the A up to G, take the G down below the G is a whole step below the A, or a flatted seven, so that is a minor triad with a flat seven, a minor seven. Again, we've already gone through the B, but I'll just do it really quickly. Take that A and drop it down below the B, and you'll see that A is below the B by a whole step or two semitones. So this is a B minor seven, but with a flatted five. That F is not as sharp as it would be in a B minor chord or triad. It's a flatted five. Okay, now if I haven't totally messed you up, that's how I look at every key. All you do is you can fill in the gaps, put that in the key of A, put that in the key of B flat, and I suggest that you do. However, we're going to look at the chord types in all keys in future episodes, so you're going to get that. But I want you to understand the way it works. These, we're going to study after we do the chord types in every key, we're going to look at what are called modes. If you just glance at this graphic and start on the C in the lower left-hand corner and go up, that is what's called the Ionian or first mode of the C major note set. It's a C major scale. Ionian is just a term that means major note set. If you look at the second note over, the next note over, it's D. That's a D minor seven chord, but it's a specific sound that's called Dorian. D-E-F-G-A-B-C. It's a mode. We will study that later on. Slide over to the next one. And I'm not going to get into why they have different sounds. We'll do that when we study modes. E, the next one over, is an E minor seven, and it's called Phrygian mode. It's got a completely different sound as a minor chord than the D minor right next to it. F is called Lydian. It's an F major chord, and it's called the Lydian mode if you go up F, G, A, B, C, D, E. G is called Mixolydian. G, A, B, C, D, E, F. It's a dominant, it's a Mixolydian scale that works over that dominant seven chord. But let's think about that for a second. If G, A, B, C, D, E, F is just the C note set, well, then C major also works over a Mixolydian scale with a couple of caveats, but it works great. Slide over to the A. A minor, A, C, E, G, that particular modal set of notes is called A Aeolian. And Aeolian has a completely different sound. Let's go back and look over. Your first C is major 7. The D minor is minor 7. The A minor is minor 7. Well, that E minor, D minor, and the A minor Aeolian that we're looking at have three completely unique sounds. Completely unique. And we will study those. And then B, Locrian, the minor 7 flat 5, Locrian has its own unique sound as well. So what that means is that the note set C major, if you extend it starting with each individual note of the scale, you get seven different modal sounds that are all derived from a C major note set. And in this case, what we're going to study and continue on with is that you get seven different chords, major 7, minor 7, minor 7, major 7, dominant 7, minor 7, minor 7 flat 5, or half diminished. Let's say that again. C major 7, D minor 7, E minor 7, F major 7, G 7, A minor 7, B minor 7 flat 5, or half diminished. Those chords come from a major note set. Now notice, it just so happens that the four chords that we looked at the beginning of this episode, major 7, minor 7, dominant 7, and half diminished, or minor 7 flat 5, are all contained right here in what you're seeing. That's the reason why those chords are used so often, is because they fit well in lyrical, major, melodic, and harmonic movement. Okay, so last thing to cover in this episode, I think, isn't it? Let's see. Is it the last thing to cover? Yeah, I think so. So we're now going to the graphic that's going to pop in. What we're doing here is we're showing you that for all of those note sets that we just looked at, if you extract the black notes, for instance, let's look at the C on the far left of the graphic that we were just looking at. C, E, G, B is your major 7 chord. Well, if you extract the D, F, and A, the black notes, and pop them up top, you'll see that we extracted the D, F, A, and then we throw it up on top, you get C, E, G, B, D, F, A. Okay? And that is all of the extensions of a C major note set. Again, caveats, but we're not going to worry about that. Those are the notes that are available. The D, F, A are called the 9, 11, and 13. They're also the 2, 4, and 6. And depending on what chord and what notes you're using, what you call it, you might call the A a 6, and you might call it a 13. You might call the F an 11 or a suspended fourth. You might call the D a 9 or a 2. There's different ways of naming those chords, but those are the notes you get. Now, just take it for granted, and I'm not going to go through all of them, that each of the other chords that you get. Actually, you know what? I am going to throw up this other graphic just so you can get where I'm coming from. This next graphic shows you what happens when you extract those three notes and pop them up in each of these, starting on each of the notes of a C major scale, which again, you'll see at the bottom, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. You take the chord, the four note chord, which is in red on the bottom, and extract and pop up the black notes in each one of those, and you get the following seven chord types. Let's just look at them just for a second. I'm going to breeze past this because it's a lot of information and it can be confusing, but the first one, again, we said is C, E, G, B, major 7. The D, F, A is the 9, 11, and 13. is going to be in all these. If you look over to the far left, you'll see 9th, 11th, and 13th. D, F, A, C, the next one over, is D minor 7. E, G, B are the 9, 11, and 13 of that chord. Slide over to E. E, G, B, D is an E minor 7 chord, and the F, A, C is the 9, 11, and 13. In this case, it's a flat 9 and flat 13. I'm not going to analyze it, but you can do that. You can look at it and go, oh yeah, those intervals are not major intervals, they're flatted intervals. For instance, the 9, if you look at the E to the F, that's a half step. So that would be, and E to F sharp is a major 9. Remember E, F sharp, G sharp. So E to F sharp would be a major 9, or a 9. And then a flat 9 is E to F. That's just one example. You can look at each one of these yourself if you want to. The four chord, F, A, C, E, is a major 7, but what gives it its unique sound is the G, B, D above it. That B is a sharp 11. F, G, A, B flat would be a natural 11. F, G, F, A, C with a B thrown in between, or F, G, A, B, is a sharp 11. That's what gives it Lydian its beautiful sound. The next one over, G, B, D, F. You throw the ACE up on top, that's the 9, 11, and 13. And those are natural 9, 11, and 13. Next one over is ACEG. It's A minor 7. Throw the BDF on top, and you get the 9, 11, and 13. But in this case, the 13 is flatted. Next one over is B minor 7 flat 5, or B half diminished, BDFA. And if you throw the C and E and G up on top, that's the 9, 11, and 13. But that's minor 7 flat 5. Flat 9, flat 13. Now all these, I'm not trying to throw this in to confuse you. I just want you to know where these numbers come from. I know a lot of people, and I was one included, did not understand for the longest time, flat 9, flat 13, sharp 5, flat 5, sharp 11. You know, what's all that about? And I'm trying to show you that it's really easy to understand where those numbers come from. And we're gonna get more into this as we move along. I think I'll do one more episode on this and give you some sound examples, and then we'll move on. All right. Thank you for sticking with me on this. I know it's, like I said in the early episodes, if you don't have your, 15 major note sets in hand pretty accurately, and then your triads, and at least a rudimentary understanding of intervals, this can get pretty thick pretty quick. But this is where it gets fun. I'm tempted in this episode to move on to things that aren't part of this yet, but I always want to give you a little flavor of what's to come. So the good stuff's still yet to come. It gets more and more fun. All right. Thank you. See you soon.